This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 7, testing. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 2. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, "Because this nation has violated the covenant I ordained for their ancestors and has not listened to me, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died. I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did." The Lord had allowed those nations to remain. He did not drive them out at once by giving them into the hands of Joshua. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief. 1 Peter 4, verse 15. Peter writes that Christians will suffer for their faith, but unrighteous behavior or compromising the faith will also produce suffering. If we ignore God's commands, we may well face consequences. And James points out that if we break just a part of the law, we're guilty of breaking all of it. Israel suffered for their unfaithfulness to the Lord. God allowed this because they did not keep their promises and did not listen to the Lord. So God tested them, Judges says, to see whether they would keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did. Judges' description of suffering because of disobedience may bring to mind James' image of the law as a mirror. Looking into the problem of Israel's suffering here raises an inconvenient question. Are God's people today suffering for their faith or for their faithlessness? Unending Prayer regularly supports brothers and sisters throughout the world who suffer for the faith. But what about fervent prayer for Christians who cannot yet admit they are suffering for unrighteousness, for compromising the faith? Scripture asks every generation of God's people this question. It may seem unkind or even unloving, but God means it for our good. May our worship today provoke us to self-examination and to direct our eyes to Jesus for the sake of our spiritual health. Pray with me. Lord, please show us and forgive us our sins. And if we suffer, may it be for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.